Again, the romance of Helen Trent. Seeking to reestablish herself in the confidence of the Hollywood Motion Picture Studios, Helen is designing the costumes for a forthcoming Broadway show, and she is sharing her penthouse with Julie Downing, who is to play the ingenue lead in the show. Recently, Michael Fallon, the eminent portrait painter with whom Julie is in love, returned from Ireland. But Michael has brought about a dangerous situation now, for from the first moment he met Helen, he has been secretly more interested in her than in Julie, although Julie, blissfully unaware of this as yet, is happy in what she believes to be the security of Michael's affection. It is mid-afternoon today as we look in on Helen's living room where we find her talking with songwriter Ken McKenzie. Listen.
You know, Ken, today almost calls for a celebration.
Yeah, how's that, Helen?
This morning I finished my very last costume design. No more drawings.
Well.
No more long hours of being buried in my den in there. From now on, all I have to do is work down at the theater with the costumes themselves.
Well, good for you, Nick. Well, that's a load off your mind.
Oh, it is. I feel like heaving one enormous sigh of relief.
I'll bet. So, you know, Steve's tickled to death with your costumes, Helen. Yesterday, down at his office, he launched into a long, epic praise about you. Used all the adjectives. You should have heard it.
I'm glad he's pleased. I feel like I've done a good job, Ken. I certainly hope I have.
Mm-hmm. So you're going over to Philadelphia for the opening of the show?
Oh, you bet I am. I'll be right there. And then on opening night here in New York, I'll entertain some people at the theater. Megan, David Willoughby, and Alice Carroll, and Dr. North.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do this opening up brown, you know.
Oh, yes, by all means.
Ken, I've got a sure hunch about that tune called Julie you've written for the show.
Yeah? What's a sure hunch?
Oh, the way everybody down at the theater sings it and hums it all the time. The way they all love it. Ken, that song's going to sweep this country. Like Music Goes Round and Round did, or some of the other songs that have just been terrifically popular hits. You're going to be my most famous acquaintance before long, Mr. McKenzie. You know that?
I don't know, Helen.
Well, you are.
You know, I kind of regret calling that song Julie. Wish I'd have made it Susie or most anything else.
Now, why?
Oh, I got ribbed about it pretty much. Well, not that I mind, of course, but by the way, I met the Fallon yesterday.
Did you?
Finally. He and Julie were walking up 44th Street, and I ran into them.
How did you like Michael, Ken?
Well, Julie's picked him. I guess he's okay. Hey, look, what goes on, Helen?
What do you mean?
I mean about Julie. She's going around in a perpetual glow. For a while, after Michael got here, I knew darn well something was wrong. But here lately, Julie's beamingly, blissfully happy. Why the sudden change?
Well, I don't know, Ken. I guess she's just awfully happy for general reasons.
Mm-hmm.
She and Michael seem to...
Hi.
Oh, hi, yourself.
Oh, what are you all doing? Michael's downstairs in the car, and we're going on a picnic. I just ran up to get some things, and I'm in sort of a hurry. Excuse me if I sort of dash
hey,
in and out.
Steve wants you to phone him, Julie.
Oh, thanks, Helen. I'll call him later. Well, hello, Miss Anthony.
Oh, hello, Julie. Just sitting here sewing in your room for a while. You know, I think this is the coolest fun in the place this afternoon.
Well, help yourself, Miss Anthony. I just come in to get a scarf to tie around my hair and get Michael's camera. Oh, well, I won't be here for dinner tonight, Miss Anthony.
Oh, won't you?
Mm-mm. Michael and I have had the bright idea of a picnic. He knows a place about an hour's drive up the Hudson where we can have a little trout season all to ourselves with waterfalls and big rocks to sit on. And he can sketch and I can read and then we'll have supper. Doesn't that sound marvelous?
Oh, that's fine. Don't you want Lucinda to fix you up some sandwiches?
Oh, no, thanks, darling. Michael had a place downtown fixed up some stuff. Where the dickens did I put my blue scarf? Oh, I think it's in the closet.
Julie, I haven't seen you for the past few days, and I haven't laid eyes on Michael.
I'll tell you a secret, Miss Anthony. Michael and I are... Well, you see, we were away from each other so long while he was over in Ireland that now that we're together again, Michael says he wants to sort of... Well, we'll make a world that doesn't have anybody in it but us.
Oh, I see.
We're having such fun being alone and running away from everybody and spending every minute we can together for a while. Oh, it's so grand, really. I'm so happy. Michael and I have sort of... Well, everything's lovely, Miss Anthony.
Oh, that's mighty fine, Julie.
Oh, the camera. Well, I'll see you tonight. We have to hurry now before the afternoon gets away from us.
Mm-hmm. Have a good time, Julie.
Oh, thanks.
You're the hurriedest girl I've ever seen, Julie.
Well, we've got to drive way up to Haverstraw, Ken, or someplace Michael knows. Oh, Helen, I'm not going to bother to call Steve. I don't think it's important.
Well, just as you say, Julie.
How'd you like Michael when you met him yesterday, Ken?
I always applaud your taste in everything, Julie. You know that.
I want you to like Michael. He likes you. Well, I'll see you all later.
Have fun.
I will, Dan. Bye.
Bye, Julie. You know, Helen, one of these days I'll finally get over that. We just went out the door. And it may be one of these days soon, too.
Well, can I?
Sure. I don't know why I've kept things to you, Helen. I never tell anybody else. I never even tell myself that Julie matters a dime to me. Then I come over here and get to talking with you, and out it all comes.
Maybe that's good for you.
What kind of dope am I, anyway, that I can't get the fact through my thick skull that it's hopeless that Julie will ever belong to me? You know, when you can't accept a fact as obvious as that, you're just a little bit crazy. I wish Julie'd go out and marry Fallon. Maybe when I read it in the paper, I'll finally catch on.
Too bad, Ken.
No, it's not too bad. Helen is too stupid. It's my own fault if I can't make my feeling for Julie go away. Gosh, Helen, I want Julie to be happy with Michael Fallon or anybody else. But sitting around watching it is... I don't know. I sort of feel like removing the source of irritation, getting out of town for a while. Maybe I'll take a vacation.
I'm sorry about you and Julie, Ken.
Oh, heck, don't be sorry, Helen. I've been asking for this for the last 6 years. I'm not a very bright lad, you know. Well, I guess I'll get on over home. I'm expecting some people to drop in. Helen, if you feel like coming over later on, I'll be looking for
you. Thanks, Ken. I'd like to.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Ken.
Did I hear Ken go, Helen?
Uh-huh. He just left Agatha.
Well, it certainly is nice to have Julie happy all the time, isn't it? And not unhappy like she was when Michael first came.
Those two are really staying to themselves. I haven't seen Michael for 3 or 4 days. He never comes into the theater or up here to the apartment. He always waits in the car, and he and Julie rush off somewhere.
Well, when people are in love, they do go to extremes. I guess Julie was wrong about thinking Michael's feeling for her changed, Helen. Everything certainly seems to be perfect now between the two of them.
Julie wasn't wrong, Agatha.
What?
I say, Julie wasn't wrong about thinking Michael's feeling for her changed. It has changed.
What do you mean, Helen?
I guess I might as well tell you, dear. I don't know why I haven't before. But Michael told me himself that he doesn't love Julie anymore.
He told you?
Yes. He... The other night out on the terrace, he asked me if he could see something of me and keep it a secret from Julie.
Helen, he didn't.
Yes, he did. His whole attitude toward Julie was one of anything but love. He said a lot of stuff about being fascinated and intrigued by me and about Julie having no right to possess him and all that.
Helen.
And in addition, he was so conceited as to think that I was attracted to him and that I would willingly cooperate in seeing him behind Julie's back.
Well, of all things... Well, it certainly does disillusion me about Michael, Helen.
It disillusioned me, too, Agatha, very, very much. I was completely shocked by it, and I told Michael so. Then he confided in me that he used to love Julie, but he just doesn't anymore. He doesn't know how to get out of it, and he doesn't want to hurt her.
Why doesn't he love Julie anymore, Helen?
Just said the thrill is sort of gone.
Oh, why on earth is he paying her all this attention lately?
He said that he realized he owes Julie something. That he owes her an effort to try to make the thrill come back. So apparently this world for two they're making is an attempt on Michael's part to be alone with Julie a lot and try to, well, see if he can feel the same about her again. That's the way I figure it out.
Oh, and Julie's so happy, Helen. Why, she thinks that Michael adores her, and that's why he wants to be with her all the time. Do you suppose he will get back to loving her like he used to again?
I don't suppose, Agatha. I know. And the answer is no. Just as Ken said a minute ago, he can't make his feeling for Julie go away. Michael can't make his come back.
Oh, but Julie's so happy, Helen. Maybe Michael will fall in love with her again. Oh, I do hope so.
I can't even hope, Agatha. I know there's heartbreak ahead for Julie. And I'm a little afraid there's trouble ahead for me. Mm-hmm.